Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. Department of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks as part of his week-long trip to the Indo-Pacific. Secretary Austin spoke to the media, stressing the importance of the region.
As the permafrost melts, the Arctic will increasingly become a theater for resource competition and even instability. And we need to stay ahead of that.
Alaska is the focal point of the Pentagon's Arctic strategy due to rising military threats from China and Russia.
We are an Indo-Pacific nation, and we are an Arctic nation. And here in Alaska, those two critical regions intersect.
Austin expressed concern about the suicide rate among its service members and mindful of the stress that they often face.
It has to start with removing the stigma attached to mental health issues. Mental health is health. Period.
USA Today reported back in June, six Army Alaska soldiers have taken their lives this year. Army Alaska declined request to comment on the report, but suicide in the military is front and center for Austin.
I'm mindful of the stress that they're often under, and I'm deeply concerned about the suicide rates, not only here, but across the force.
The trip to Alaska was part of Secretary Austin's week-long trip to the Indo-Pacific. During that trip, he also visited Singapore, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Homer Electric Association reports that the Battery Energy Storage System, or BESS, arrived at their Soldana Generation and Substation facility. 37 modular batteries were delivered to the facility, all of which are to be installed on site by the end of the month. Larry Jorgensen, Director of Power, Fuels, and Dispatch for Homer Electric Association, told KSRM.
The biggest thing that we're trying to do is to further the goals that the board has set for us. One of those goals being to incorporate a larger amount of renewable energy and also to run our system more efficiently. Part of running the system efficiently is that we are required by our reliability standard to maintain certain reserves on the system. And there's two main types of reserve that we have to have. One is called spinning reserve. Then the second reserve that we have to maintain is what we call regulating reserve.
Jorgensen also says
that BESS will have the ability to do that regulation and also to provide those spinning reserves on an immediate basis. And I no longer have to take a natural gas-fired unit and back it off to where it runs less efficiently in order to have those spinning reserves and regulating reserves available. So the BESS being able to regulate much faster and much better than a combustion turbine can, and to have all those spinning reserves immediately available. So the BESS provides that and helps our system run more efficiently, as well as allows us to regulate non-dispatchable resources like solar and wind.
BESS has to go through a commissioning process, which is broken into several phases. Cold commissioning will make sure that the units have all arrived in good functional condition and that the issues found have to be remedied before they can move on. Then the electrical testing is done to prove the system. The process is expected to be completed by late September, beginning of October, and hopes to have the entire system commercial by the end of October, beginning of November. For more information on this project, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.